The U.S. government's announced $28 million will be sent in additional aid to help starving people in East Africa.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. I've got my friend Jeannie in the studio.
Good morning.
How are you? And I've got Steve on the board.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So we've got a really good day. We're going to be talking a little warning here. We're going to talk about sex ed, a boot camp, and they are actually Dr. Joni Frater and Esther Lustig, and they're best-selling authors, and they are trained sexologists. So it should be pretty funny, sassy, and informative. So I definitely stay tuned. And if you have children in the car or kind of children around, or if you have any questions, definitely give us a call here at 805-639-0008. We've got our Twitter up. We've got our Facebook. Steve's on Facebook, so you can Facebook us a question. And then we're going to be talking about the leading dermatologist dispels and myths and misconceptions of adult acne. You know, do you still get acne?
No, not a lot. Yeah. I never did. I got freckles.
Oh, more freckles and more freckles, right? Yeah. So, so if anybody has any questions in regards to that, a growing number of Americans in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond have acne, and it's actually the most prevalent skin condition in the U.S. Huh. And so they're going to be talking a little bit about that. It's like, that might be just a part of still kind of staying young.
You know? Something you don't necessarily think about, when you talk about dermatology and things that, you know, affect you.
Exactly.
I'm all for healthy skin. I think that is, maybe she'll answer some questions on that too.
Well, you know, it's funny. I like to have my body tan, but not my face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I'm done. You know, I'd rather put, I don't want it to be wrinkly by the time I'm, a little older.
Well, you want the nice wrinkles. I always look in the mirror and say, now these wrinkles, are they smiling wrinkles?
Oh.
Because that's supposed to be a good thing. That means you're not, if you got one of those frowns, you should probably stop it.
There you go. Yeah. And I just want to remind anybody that if they tuned in yesterday or if they didn't, we actually had kids and families on yesterday. And so they are, if you just email me at kimpagano@gmail.com or Facebook me with your name, you can actually get 5 free raffle tickets to be in the drawing for a pair of earrings and 5 beautiful artwork from the Ojai group, which is really cool. So anyway, so I just want to remind anybody of that. And then also in our first break, because I am actually going to be on vacation, but I've got all my friends tuning in for us, so you can hear Jeannie and Prudence and Marsha. They're going to be taking over the show. So
we're going to miss you.
Yeah. So they've got some really cool topics that they're going to be talking about, and then I'll be back on Monday. But I do want to give away a haircut and blow dry because I just love meeting my listeners. So so I do want to give out that phone number. So when you when I say it's time to call in, then you'll already have it. So 805-639-0008. Or if you're at home and you feel more comfortable Facebook us on the Kim Pagano Show. And if you're on Twitter us, Kim Pagano Show. So with that, what else is going on? You know, something sad, and which I always like to try to kind of find a positive in it, and my only positive is to really give other parents warnings, because I don't know if you heard, but there was a little boy, 4 years old, in Marina Del Rey, and he was jumping on his bed. And, you know, my kids, when they were younger, they used to jump on their beds or jump from bed to bed, you know, as much as I didn't want them to do that. But
it was fun when you're a little kid.
Yeah, they kind of think it's like a trampoline, right?
Yeah.
Well, this poor little boy jumped out the window four stories and died.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, and so, you know, you just, and he had, I guess the window was open, but the screen wasn't. And I mean, the screen was on there, but that's not really enough. Yeah. So
how weird is that?
You just wonder how does that happen even, you know, that's just such a freak accident. Well,
you know, I often, when I hear that, it reminded me of a long time ago when Eric Clapton lost his son.
I
heard it in a lot of his songs, you know, you could hear the, he was like trying to heal himself, I'm sure, and his wife.
Yes.
Because they just felt, I mean, I'm sure they blamed each other, you know, it was horrible. And same thing, he was went right up
kind
to
of
a
very
toddler
similar yeah, that,
he
yeah.
wasn't jumping on a bed, but he pushed on a screen
and the
screen fell out and he was over. I mean, it was horrible, just heartbreaking,
you know. I just, it's crazy when stuff like that happens. It's kind of, you know, my husband always says that it's their time, you know, but
it's so hard to accept.
You know, it's almost like, gosh, just an accident, you know?
Especially with a child.
Yep. So, anyways, what else? You just got back from a vacation, right?
Yes, we did. Well, you know, I guess everybody knows by listening here that my husband and I own Valley Alarm, which is valleyalarm.com. So you really, if you want to feel secure, jump on our website and you can get some information. But what we do every year is we take all of our employees and their families and we treat them to a camp out. And this time was no different, except that I didn't get in the water. I'm so bummed. We were there out on the lake. We rent houseboats and jet skis.
What do you mean you
stuff.
Didn't get in the water?
Well, we had these pontoon boats, and I sat on the pontoon boat, and it was kind of windy, and I was relaxed. I thought, God, I want to go in the water, but not that bad. I don't want to get cold. And I kept making all these excuses, you know. And then about 4 o'clock, I decided to get up and put my feet in the water, and oh my God, it was so beautiful. It was perfect. Why I didn't do it before, I don't know. So from that moment on, I got my chair, I got my umbrella, because I'm not really supposed to do sun, and I loved every minute of it.
You know, isn't that funny? Because some of us, and I know you're out there, you know, we all kind of like, oh no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, like you just said. And then you finally go, okay, I'm going to do it, and you wish that you would have done it so much earlier.
Well, I would have lived it all day had I
And
got
just
a little braver.
So was the water warm?
It was perfect.
Really?
It was like a,
where
well,
were
I mean,
you
was,
at? Casitas? Is that where you were?
No. What's the other one? It was Isabella. Lake Isabella.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, I'm really trying to kind of go out of my elements, you know, of trying new things. And life is too short. So I think that's great. And you know what? That's something that we really want to tell everybody. And that's why I wanted to share it, is sometimes we wait and we're hesitant because we haven't tried it.
Uh-huh.
And you need to kind of put yourself out there.
Well, we got a thrill because on these pontoon boats,
yeah, you were saying,
they didn't tell us, which we had to figure out on our own. We just put all of the weight in the back, because when we didn't, there was a lot of white caps on the lake. And the next thing we knew, we were about 2 feet under almost the whole half of the boat. And this was a boat that held 14 people, a house. It was a pontoon boat, you know, not really a houseboat.
So do you rent those up there?
Yes. And my son, who had driven boats before, lots of them, you know, he knew better. He just put it in reverse and hoped, you know. I mean, you talk about scary. You're like, oh, my God.
You know, do they give you directions before you?
They really didn't. They give you these cute little lessons. But I think they should have said, okay, now all your ice chests that you take and anybody that's, you know,
we call
LA weight, you know, like the guys that are big and muscular, they need to go to the back.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know. You're supposed to even it out, right?
Well, I think no, because the back is what you want. That's where the motor is.
Yeah, but so the back's going to be, you know, hanging down in the water?
That's okay, because the front is getting those white caps, you know?
Oh, so you want it to be like almost a little block there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Wow.
That happened twice to us. We're like, oh, my. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh,
so we got a thrill.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, gosh, well, that, you know, it sounds like you guys had fun. Now, did everybody know how to swim?
all of our boat did, and a lot of our employees, we had a few that did not
know
how to swim. They were supposed to wear their life jackets, and they didn't. And we looked over, and we said, uh-oh, that must have happened to them, too, because all of a sudden they all had their life jackets on, and they were all at the other end of the pontoon.
Really, you know, that's how people, did you hear about there's three people missing up in Yosemite? And my husband and I, yeah, they actually, I guess they went out
of
the, yeah, well, I don't know, we went river rafting up there. Mm. And let me tell you, it was scary.
Yeah, I would not want to
do that. We did put on the helmets and, you know, it was crazy. But they are missing and they're not sure if they actually went down one of the, yeah. Ugh.
Well, because every year they say, this year it's real high water level.
It was really high water when we were up there too, yes.
And we were in Bass Lake, and that's one of the reasons I didn't want to go, because my husband likes the mist trail. And I just said, that's too much. Not only is it misty, but you're going to get really wet this time. So I just, I can not understand it, but it's so slippery on those rocks. And the forest rangers told us they usually lose
people. They went out of the restricted area.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of like there's directions for different things, and I think it's important, you know.
The rocks look safe, but they really do have that little foam of firm, you know, like slime on them. It's not a good thing to do.
Yeah,
it's very
anyways,
scary.
Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jeannie and Steve, and we've got some really great topics. And like I said, a little edgy over here. We're going to be talking about sex ed. And we've got the trained sexologist coming on. And so, you know, stay around because we'll be right back. We're going to take a break from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You know the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investments. Member SIPC.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for staying with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you that we are going to be talking a little bit about sex ed. And if you have any children in the room, or if you have any children in the car, you know, and you are interested in this, you can always remember to listen from 3 to 4. Again, it will be on. So I want to welcome my guests, Dr. Joni and Esther. Are you there?
Yes, we are. I am.
Welcome. How are
you?
We're awesome, thanks.
Very,
thanks so much.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about your journey. And remember, we are an AM station and
no
family
problem.
Station. So I always kind of want to, you know, add that.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Well, we started out writing a book for married couples called Love Her Right.
Okay.
We had our own radio show online. And in the process of our doing about 300 radio shows, it became very apparent that the younger community wasn't getting any information on what it really means to be in a good relationship, what good sex means.
Okay.
And then the STD rates in colleges started going parabolically crazy. So we're now out on college campuses teaching about safe and healthy sexuality to college students. And we just want all the parents to know, please, you know, it starts with you. What you put out to your children in terms of what a healthy relationship looks like and should be, they're going to pick up from, and they really want to hear it from the parents first.
Well, you know, it's crazy, okay? And, you know, anytime we, you know, I mean, obviously you have your one-on-one talks with your kids, but when you talk about sex, my kids are like, gross, change the subject, you
they
know.
They don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, and, you know.
I got this in school, hello.
Yeah, or, you know, so how do you go about that?
Well, I think part of the secret to that, Kim, is, you know, is looking at your kids and saying, you know what, I know you really are uncomfortable talking about it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not the most comfortable talking about this with you either. But this is a conversation we have to have. And the reason that you have to have this conversation, and it's not really a one-time conversation, as we all know, this is a dialogue that starts, you know, whenever you're brave enough to start. Frankly, you can start having conversations about our bodies and how they work from kindergarten, you know, from the age of five. Age appropriate, you know, we're not
right.
sitting here talking about giving them the nuts and bolts of porn, you know, when they're in kindergarten. But what we really advocate is that it's never too young to start talking to children about what it means to take possession of their body.
And to love your body.
Right.
You know, and not to give it away so freely and to understand how it works. And we've stopped doing that in this country. Mm-hmm. And
like, how would you go about that? Well, like, say you have you know how little girls are, no offense to men, but they are a little more advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And you start seeing even, like, say, 3, 4, 5 years old. I mean, you know, they're very curious and they touch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even little boys do. So what do you do at that time if you see them touching themselves? You know, how do you handle that?
Wait, boys touching themselves?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, boys touch themselves all the
time. No, but I mean, guys.
Yeah, I mean, and it's true. Yes, we have all learned from a very small age. In fact, even in utero, there are ultrasounds of babies touching themselves. It is a normal.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't run in there and say, stop doing that. I mean, give everybody some
support. No.
Yeah.
What you sit there and say is, you know, I understand that this feels good. And, you know, touching yourself is something that you're going to, that you really want to do in private.
To a 4-year-old, you talk like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
We had a
counselor talk to us about this, and he said that his 4-year-old was in the back seat, in the car seat, and he could see that she was rubbing up against the car seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that,
and,
I've
you know,
that.
And he sat there and struggled to see, oh, my God, it's my child, and she is doing something that's potentially sexual. And his response was to kind of let it slide and say, you know, this is just a normal experimentation, and to let her know that, you know, your body is a wonderful thing. It's going to do great things when you get older, and these are not things that you do in public. You never let somebody else touch you, you know, in your private parts, and you have to start using some big words.
Kind of like, I'm glad you discovered that about yourself, but, you know, there's a time and place. That's something that you should maybe be alone with yourself. It should be private.
Yeah, that is something that's, you know, that's private playtime.
there you go.
Yeah, private playtime.
Right, so it's basically just the age of discovery and,
right.
You know, teaching them that, you know, that's a part of their child development.
Absolutely. You know, some kids suck their thumbs. And they find other ways to self-comfort. And we really think, you know, we're sexologists, so we come at this from a very different perspective. We're not all psychological. We're obviously, we have no religious spin to it. So it's just, this is what is normal in development for small children.
Right. And I think it's really important when, if you are going to start that conversation young, that it becomes a conversation, too, about owning your body. And giving children permission to understand their bodies and explore their own bodies.
That it's not a bad thing.
Exactly. And in addition to that, that it's also they're the only ones who are allowed to do that.
Right.
You know, so they get to take possession of their bodies from a very young age.
I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and we're talking to Dr. Joni Frater and also Esther Letisk. Is that right?
Lastique, very
close. Okay,
very
yeah.
Good.
And we're talking about sex ed and kind of, you know, pretty much for all ages. So tell us a little bit about what is a sexologist?
Well, basically, sexology is a multidisciplinary approach to looking at sexual development and how, as human beings, we mature and we grow and what is, you know, I hate to use the word normal, but really, quote-unquote, what is an expected part of natural sexual development as we age and what's age appropriate. So that by the time, you know, your kids are leaving the home and they're going off to college, which is when we get to talk to them, that they actually are at a place where they really are, you know, in the middle of their sexual awakening. They are at a place now where their bodies have more or less fully developed as far as, you know, from a sexology perspective, but mentally and emotionally, they're not fully developed.
And hormonally, they're in raging hormone stages. You know,
well, you know, that
started early.
That's really true. I know I'm age 63, so you can imagine what the school system was like when I went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
The sets it was kind of one of the first few years that they even had sexual education,
mm-hmm.
but it was very, very sketchy.
Right,
and I had a lot of questions, and I had no one to go to because I remember trying to ask my mother, and she would just ignore it. And I kind of grew up learning on my own, having questions. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know where to go for books, and it's not a real happy feeling. I mean, you feel kind of lost because you know there's something you should know, and nobody will tell you.
Right, and everybody's telling you to not do something that everybody knows feels good.
Exactly.
Exactly.
There's the conflict. You know, uh-huh. you're these raging hormone little bodies growing up with no guidance.
Right. Exactly.
And now they've got the internet, which is not always factual.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, we've had people on our show talking about sexting, and these kids are expressing their ways in other ways, which, you know, now they're life-altering. Their whole life can be, you know, they can go to jail for it. They can be,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess, gone, you know, they're taking them as an adult when they're not adults.
Do you cover that in your boot camp?
We actually do. It's very funny that you say that because one of the things that we spend a good portion of time on in our presentations is the concept of a pre-sex talk.
Uh-huh.
You know, we live in a culture that doesn't talk about sex.
Right.
Also,
it just happens, right?
Well, if you do that, that's really good. But also, I also noticed in there, you actually talk about when you say healthy sex, it's not just the feeling of healthy sex. It's the word health. Keep healthy.
Yes.
And so you cover that also. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. The reason why we talk about healthy sex is because we are living in a world that has multiple epidemics of STDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to scare all the parents out there whose kids are about to go off into college and they're dropping them off this month. But 50% of college students will wind up with an STD during college.
Isn't that crazy? That's all
horrible. And most of these STDs do not have symptoms.
Right. Yeah.
These kids are not using safe sex practices, and safe sex practices have changed. They've gotten more stringent because of the easy access to disease entities, and it's a very, very sad thing that's happening right now.
And part of this conversation, Kim, is that really the scariest part is that because we don't talk about sex in our culture, kids today, you know, 15 to 24-year-olds, let's use that age range, are under the major assumption that male-female intercourse is sex, and that's the only answer, and that everything else but that is safe.
Mm.
And that is an amazing fallacy.
It's not true. It's so not true.
And, you know, it's funny. I have a 15- and a 16-year-old boys, and let me tell you, you know, my husband talked to them, but I talked to them, and they're like, really, Mom? Did you have to say that? I'm like...
I'm actually
so black and white because you know what? God forbid, I don't want them coming home with something.
Exactly. Good for you.
And I understand how amazing that is. Here's a really scary fact. We have spoken at colleges all over the country, whether it's, you know, beautiful, you know, liberal California or New York or in the middle of the country where, you know, really red state. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Standard across the board, when we ask our audience at the very beginning of our presentations, how many of you have had a conversation, any conversation with your parents about sex, even if the conversation was just don't do it?
I bet you have very little hands showing.
Less than 5% of the audience.
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So it hasn't changed much since I was going
really
to high school.
That's the scary part.
But what has changed is that what little sex ed you got is no longer existent at all.
No way.
Are
you kidding me?
No, because
in California, you guys are pretty lucky.
Oh, because we do have,
You guys do.
Yeah.
New York does. Some of the bluer states do. But until October of 2010, it was still official under George W. Bush. You know, he changed the Social Security Act on education and made it illegal for any secondary school, so up through high school, to teach anything but abstinence only until marriage for fear of losing federal funding.
That's
some
crazy.
In the Midwest, actually, literally, when those bans started to be lifted in October 2010, And again, they were not rescinded.
Wow.
They were skirted around by the Obama administration saying it's okay for us to teach disease prevention.
Right.
But they did not remove abstinence only until marriage from the books. And this is an amazing detriment because these kids do not get the difference.
You know,
between abstinence and healthy choices.
And I think that is so important. And I'm so glad that you've joined us here on the Kim Pagano Show. If anybody's just joining us right now, we are talking to Dr. Joni Frater and Esther Lestik. And we're talking about sex ed. And I think it's our mission to prevent, you know, our kids from making a mistake that's going to, you know, possibly, you know, end up in death because of AIDS, right? There's so many things nowadays that are just not, it's not like you just get a little, you know, sore anymore. It's bad. It's, you know.
Oh, and no, these diseases cause cancer.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
And let alone death. I mean,
cancer,
you know,
infertility, let alone death. And now there are, here's the scary thing nobody wants to talk about, is that there are now new strains of old diseases. Like you were mentioning that, you know, being all of us are in this age range, I'm sure, from 40 to 60, right? So we're all in the same, you know, we remember the days when the scariest thing that could ever happen to us was we got pregnant, right?
It sounds like you guys should have a boot camp actually for young adults 30 to 60. Because
we would love to. We actually used to offer, when we first started doing this, we offered an advanced course. And what we found was that college students are so ignorant of basic sex information that we actually have had no real interest in the advanced course because they don't even have the language to understand it.
Of course, that carries into adulthood, whoever you marry. I mean, that's...
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we try to really impart upon our students, is that if you understand your own body and how it works, mm-hmm. and where pleasure comes from, whether it's emotional pleasure or sexual pleasure, it's your, you know, it's your body. You've got to own it so that you can communicate that to your potential partner so that you can have a wonderful relationship.
And you know what?
Them.
You hit it right on the nose. In fact, Jeannie and I were briefly talking this morning about this, right? And, you know, to really the bottom line to a good relationship, a good marriage is, you know, a connection to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're coming
in. The sex goes out the window.
Yeah, but not only that is, you know, again, you are coming from another family. Mm-hmm. They're coming from another family. And if one family isn't open and you have another family that has always talked about it, that's going to be,
exactly.
It's not going to be a good journey for you.
You know, we have to tell you, one of the funny things that happens to us is that we'll go to a large college campus, you know, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of students on campus. And we'll do a presentation, which will be really well attended, you know, with hundreds of students. But of course, that's a small fraction of the general population, right? And then we start getting emails afterwards, because our website, sexedbootcamp.com, is a great resource, by the way, for parents and for young people. We have all kinds of basic safe sex information up there. We have a lot of resources for great, reliable, accurate websites for parents and teens to go to get their questions answered. We also have an opportunity for people to send us, email us, specific questions, which we answer one-on-one, confidentially.
So you said, I zoned out for a second. You said that you do have a website?
Yes, sexedbootcamp.com.
Okay,
that's cool. You know, it talks about what we do on campuses, but it also provides a lot of information for students who may not be in college right now, or too young, or going to a school that can't afford to bring us.
Or won't bring us.
The topic. Right, because of the topic. There are a lot of schools that are, you know, in very conservative places or that are religious affiliated that do not have this conversation and refuse to have this conversation.
That's just crazy, isn't it? It's like we're going back to the dark ages.
Honestly, very scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad when we're sitting here listening to 15-year-olds getting pregnant because they had
sex in the hallway
of school or in the
We have a show that my kids are watching, Teen Mom. Hello?
Yeah.
What is that telling our kids? Mm. You know, that it's okay?
Well, why are we glorifying this? This is a really
scary point.
We are now in a very scary place in our culture. We sexualize our children from very early. They're bombarded with messages of sexuality, right? The JonBenet Ramsey's, right? The baby moms and tiaras or whatever, that silly new crazy show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, by the time they're teenagers, everybody's telling them not to have sex, but what's the first thing they see on TV?
Yeah.
The commercials for A Secret Life of the American Teenager.
You know what? I just want to open up our phone lines really quick because I know I'm going to have you guys back because I love where we're going with this. If anybody's just tuning in, we're talking to Dr. Joni Frater and Esther Lustig, and we're talking about sex ed for not only our children, but for all of us. I mean, I think it's a huge topic. And if you have anything that you want to add to it, please give us a call at 805-639-0008, or you can Facebook me, and we'll get back to you with the answers because Steve's on our board right now. But I really want to have you guys back because it's huge. There's so much that we can talk about, and there's so much just stuff that people are unknown to, you know?
Just having you back and getting that word out, I think. I love even talking about your internet site because so many people say, I'm going to go home and look that up because it's too hard to remember. And boom, you just go there, and I just think it should spread.
Thank you. And, you know, I think one of the most important things for us to take away for your audience is this. For those of you that are parents and that are struggling with having these conversations with your kids, regardless of what age they are, one of the best ways kids learn about healthy relationships is by example. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we wrote our book for couples, what we expressed really strongly in there is that becoming more physically affectionate, rediscovering and revitalizing your own sexual connection with your partner, that has a direct influence on your children. They understand, they see the joys of marriage, they see what it means to have a partner that you love and care about and that loves you back, that wants to touch you, that touch and physical and sexual connection is a good thing and a healthy thing and an important part, you know, a really vital aspect to a successful relationship.
Mm. Right, exactly.
And open communication.
Now,
so that could be related to each other.
We have Roberta on the line who has a question.
Oh, go ahead, Roberta.
Hi, sweetheart. Good morning. I just must tell you, I'm taking my group of Chinese children over to the outlet today, and I just asked them a question. It's mandatory in the middle school that they take classes, not just one, but classes on sex. It's
really?
Not about the parents at home. It's up to the school to educate these children. Interesting, not like ours.
Right.
Hmm.
Wow. I think, you know, because my daughter took that at Moore Park College, sex ed.
Really?
And I think, you know, it just opens up a whole nother world.
Yes.
So.
Well, I'll tell you, the children here, I call them children.
Yeah. How old are they, Roberta?
They're anywhere from 16 to 18, maybe 15 and a half, but they are not allowed to get married until boys are 22. Girls are 21.
Hmm. Really? Wow.
Isn't it? I mean, they go in groups. As a matter of fact, with the boys and girls that I have here, it's interesting how the boys are with one side and the girls are the other.
Hmm.
There's very little interaction, maybe when they play sports, if they play kickball or something like that.
God, that's going back to the old Catholic school.
But it's kind of a respect.
For boys and girls.
You know, it's kind of a respect, though.
But I think I'm not for that at all.
See? Yeah, well... Different, yeah. So, well, thank you so much, Roberta.
Thanks,
I appreciate you being a part of our show.
Take it easy. I'll talk to you soon, guys.
You got it. Have a really great day.
Yeah. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Joni, Esther, are you there?
Hold on one second. Put it on.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hello? Did we lose him?
We lost you.
Oh, okay. Oh, you didn't hear our caller then. Okay.
We got cut off.
She was talking about how she's with a group of kids and how they are taught sex education, but they're taught not to actually bike boys on one side, girls on the other side. And I just told her that's like going back to the old...
Well, they're from Japan.
I know.
And
but,
that they actually have to go through schooling to learn about sex.
Right.
That's cool.
But they are separated.
No, right. She's saying that out of that they don't... Well, I don't know.
No, she said they are told they cannot get married till they're
22.
Yeah, 21.
And
they can,
but they don't do things together. And that's the part I disagree with, because that's going back to like the Catholic schooling where there was girls' school and boys' school. And I can tell you my husband was one of those victims, and he thought it was the worst way to raise a kid. In fact, he refused to put our son in an all-boys school.
Well, I agree. And I think some of the girls that go to some of the Catholic schools, they're the ones that are, you know, the most interested in boys because they can't have them. right?
Yeah.
Right. But there is a different respect.
Yes, there is.
And I think that's where...
Well, they taught them sex. That's what these ladies are doing, right? Teaching them about sex and
right.
what it's about and how to love your body. That makes mm-hmm. sense.
You know, and here's another topic which I'm going to have you back. But, you know, a lot of men, or let's say boys and girls, are not proud of their bodies. And so,
yeah,
therefore, that's a big stopper of feeling good about yourself.
Sure.
Absolutely. Our body image issues are enormous in this society. And I want to go back to what you were saying earlier about the woman who's from Japan, because that's a very cultural issue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In this country, however, when we teach, let's just say, we teach mixed groups, and we do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's a little more uncomfortable for people
good
to
for
ask
you.
Us personal questions, but we have anatomical pictures. We have to start with anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
People do not understand what the genitals look like, what parts do what, why the female body is so different.
That would have been me in high school.
Right. I mean, and even the women don't know this because we're listening to women who are saying, you know, I'm not having sexual gratification
mm-hmm.
during traditional intercourse.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, big surprise.
80% of women do not have satisfaction during intercourse. It is a statistic that's true.
I read that somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, so we need to talk about other parts of the anatomy, which I'm not sure I'm allowed to say the words for, that are
not
where
today.
The source of female pleasure comes from.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
That's why they need to go to your website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Sexedbootcamp.com.
And I think it's really important for parents to embrace the concept that, especially for parents who are very uncomfortable in talking about this conversation, talking about this topic in great detail. I think that once your children go off to college, it's really important to understand that colleges now have a fiduciary responsibility to educate students on these kind of topics that are outside of the classroom spectrum.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and I think it's really important that parents are supportive of that and that actually say, when they have an opportunity, to voice that concern and say, look, I know that whether I think my kid's an angel, but I know what happens on college campuses. I understand that they're not baking cookies in the dorms.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
I need to know that you guys are going to actually do this education, as opposed to the parents that are like, not mine, I don't want my kids hearing about sex, la, 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 la.
No, I want...
they're going to end up in a convent, you know,
yeah.
This is an irrational concept.
And they won't tell them either.
No,
right.
They won't tell them. And, you know, there's another big misconception that talking about sex leads to the kids wanting sex. That's not true. They want sex anyway.
No,
that's right.
We can
give you anecdotal proof of that.
Yeah, education.
You need
and
to be guided.
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's definitely.
That's a parent's job, is to guide them, not only in
right.
sex, but the everything
Absolutely.
About life.
And we honor abstinence as an option,
yeah.
but we believe that you really need to have the information for when they choose to make
exactly.
another decision, because
right.
there is going to be that time.
I agree with that.
I love
that. And if they want to have a really healthy relationship for the rest of their life, and that's what we started doing with Love Her Right, is that it's really a life manual on how to deal with, you know, going through pregnancy together and what happens when, you know, a guy gets erectile dysfunction and menopause and all these other issues that alter your relationship as a couple.
And I think that's so important for couples, because as you start off in a relationship, it always starts really good. But
mm-hmm.
then, you know, life and your body changes.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I mean, after women have babies, they don't look the same. They don't
mm-hmm.
feel the same.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, there's
the
just
same.
So
yeah.
many things. And then men start to age and, you know, so your body changes. And a lot of relationships end at that point.
Right.
Right.
Instead
they
of
shouldn't.
Saying... hold on a minute. We started at this point.
Yeah.
Now where are we at this point?
Yeah.
Let's re-examine.
What can we do
knowledge
to get back to
is,
that point?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. So,
knowledge is power.
Exactly.
Knowledge
yeah.
is power.
And, you know, I agree with you that colleges are really responsible for providing that type of information, because at the college level is really when that is, you know, more prevalent, where you see these types of diseases and things happening. So,
yeah.
But...
wow, great, great topic. I love what we're talking about. I'd love you to stay on so we can get all your
sure.
information, and
sure.
then we're going to have you back, and we're going to be talking about Love Her Right. And
let's get
you know,
them on Facebook.
Yeah, and also, you know, if you could, well, Steve will talk to you about that. We're going to post some stuff for my listeners on Facebook if you
awesome.
Can do that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and but I really think that this is a really, there's just so many aspects of this topic that we need to really get the word out there. So I thank you for what you're doing. anybody that missed this, you can hear it again from 3 to 4. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to our next guest, and we are going to be talking a little bit different, but, you know, adult acne, and we'll be right back. Thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh! For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for staying with us. You were listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and that was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
That was really interesting. I wasn't sure it was going to be, and now I really want to get their book.
I know.
It's awesome.
Yeah. In fact, if you know, I'll post that on. Well, they're going to post it. But it is Love Her Right, and yeah. So for the Married Man's Guide.
That's a subject you could talk for a long time.
Yeah,
very,
and it's coming
good.
From a woman. So guess what? It's going to be good. So, no pun intended there. But
now.
Anyways, well, we do have our next guest on right now, Diane Burson, and she is an adult acne dermatologist. Well, I guess you probably are a dermatologist for young, too, right?
Yes, I'm a dermatologist. I certainly treat a lot of women with adult acne, but I treat all dermatological conditions.
Oh, good.
Wow.
We have questions.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a dermatologist in New York City. I have a private practice, and I'm on the faculty at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Cornell Medical Center. And I see a lot of patients with acne, both adolescents and adults, and patients with skin cancer, patients with anti-aging concerns.
Right.
Basically everything.
Okay. And so you're basically in here, it says that acne is not caused by poor hygiene, right?
No, acne is not caused by dirt. And a lot of people still think that, and they try to vigorously scrub their faces, thinking that if they do that, they'll get rid of the acne. In reality, that actually just makes acne worse. You want to be very gentle with your skin when you suffer from acne.
So when I'm telling my boys, you know, that they're perspiring, and I'm like, well, you didn't wash your face again today, right? So that's not really the right thing.
Just do it gently.
That doesn't cause acne to develop. I mean, certainly if you're perspiring a lot and that perspiration mixes with the surface oils and you're an oily adolescent to begin with, you might get more clogging and might get more acne lesions, but it doesn't cause you to develop it. It just might exacerbate the flares.
And so when kids are just growing up and they're just starting to break out, that's to me when, you know, I started getting my boys like really good stuff for cleansing and stuff for their face so that it wouldn't get to that point. Is that wise what's your thought on that?
No, that's actually correct. Basically, acne usually starts in adolescence at the time when there's a surge of hormones which stimulates oil production, and that oil clogs the pores and makes the pores look larger and makes the skin surface look and feel oily and clogged. And so cleansing with a cleanser that contains salicylic acid is great, because the salicylic acid gets into the pores and unclogs them and removes the debris and the surface oils and makes the pores less likely to get clogged, and therefore the skin less likely to develop acne lesions.
Okay, so what can you tell us what foods might trigger some of this acne?
Well, we don't really believe that foods cause acne. Certainly eating greasy foods don't cause you to develop acne. And although there may be a role for carbohydrates, we don't really believe in the notion that eating certain foods will cause acne. And
but
that
it triggers it, right?
Right. Well, in some patients, eating certain things might be a trigger for acne, but it won't cause you to develop it. And certainly avoiding foods isn't going to be the way to treat acne. We know that there are a lot of foods that are just healthy in general for you, and therefore if they're healthy for you, they're going to be healthy for your skin and reflect in a glowing skin, because skin is the largest organ of the body. So we always recommend eating a diet that's full of fruits and vegetables, which contain antioxidants and vitamins. Eat a lot of fish, the healthy fish, such as salmon, which contain omega-3 fatty acids, nuts, and grains. Almonds are a great source of omega-3s. And drink a lot of water, and certainly you can drink tea. Green tea has a lot of antioxidants. Anything that's healthy for your body is going to reflect in healthy-looking skin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Diane Burson, and she is a dermatologist. And, you know, I used to use like those buff puffs, and it just felt like I was really doing a good job. Are those good for your skin?
Yeah, I mean, there are now, we have these handheld cleansers, the little mechanical cleansers that can be used. They're fine if you use them gently. You just have to be really smart about how you use these things. You don't want to vigorously scrub the skin and cause scratch marks and traumatize the acne lesions, because by traumatizing acne lesions, you're going to make them stay longer, you're going to make them more likely to pigment or scar or even get infected. So you want to be gentle. I don't think you need to use harsh scrubs like that, though. You can use cleansers that just have the right ingredients.
So what are the right ingredients? Like, what would you take, what would be a daily, you know, regimen that you would recommend?
Well, you know, certainly you can use, let's say, this advanced cleansing system that Olay has, which is a mechanical remover that's a soft brush, but you want to use it with your mild cleanser. If you have oily skin or acne-prone skin or large pores, or you develop a lot of acne, using a cleanser that contains salicylic acid would be my recommendation, because that's going to remove the oils, unclog the pores, and help prevent further acne breakouts.
So, okay, as you get a little older and you start to use I use a daily
cleanser,
moisturizer, and then a night moisturizer. Facials, obviously, are very important, correct?
Yeah, facials are nice pampering. They feel great. It's almost like a massage. You feel like you're being pampered and you get a nice cleaning.
But are they necessary?
So, They're not necessary. I think that a lot of people enjoy the way they feel.
I'm so glad you said that. Them and they I always
nice
feel
glow.
Guilty. I don't do that. But I do. I use that. Well, it's like a little package. It's like cucumber, like ingredients, real mild. And that's what I use to take off all my makeup at night. And then I just rinse it with a little cloth and I'm done. And I get up in the morning, I put a little moisturizer on. And,
well,
and I don't have acne.
Sunblock. But the, you know,
and
the main
sunblock,
thing
yes.
For women with acne is that, you know, they're basically still dealing with acne that they thought they were going to be rid of after adolescence, but that's another myth. Over 50% of American adults still suffer from acne. But when you're a woman with acne, you're not only dealing with the persistent acne, but you're also dealing with other issues such as premature aging and anti-aging concerns, sort of the development of fine lines and wrinkles and blotchiness and discoloration. So you want to use a skincare line that's going to treat your acne and prevent new acne breakouts, but at the same time not irritate or strip your skin, not make it red and flaky and inflamed, but rather hydrate it, moisturize it, and maybe target some of the wrinkles and blotchiness and at the same time protect it from the sun.
Okay, so targeting some of the wrinkles, what would you use? You know, a lot of these, a lot of people are using, what are the shots?
Botox.
Those are procedures. I mean, your first line of defense is using the appropriate skincare regimen at home. Olay Pro X has a new line called Olay Pro X Clear, which is a line targeted for adult women with acne. And what's nice about it is that it addresses the acne and at the same time addresses some of the anti-aging concerns that adult women have. So you have the cleanser that will prevent breakouts and the lotion that you put all over the skin to loosen up the acne and prevent new acne, but there's also a moisturizer, and a lot of people think if they have acne that they shouldn't moisturize, but that's not true. You want to keep your barrier restored, and you want to keep your skin supple. You just want to use a light moisturizer that won't clog the pores and feel greasy, but moisturizers that contain niacinamide are very helpful. Niacinamide is a B vitamin. It plumps up the skin. It smooths out the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and it'll fade some of the discoloration. And it's a nice, non-clogging, moisturizing product. And again, you always want to remember to use sun protection daily to not only prevent skin cancer, but certainly to prevent the signs of premature aging of the skin.
You know, I had to go through a lot of the morning, like when I get up, the moisturizer first, and then, you know, the real light makeup. To me, if it looks like I have makeup on, I'm not happy. You know, I just want it to look like I'm alive. And so I had to go through a lot of moisturizers because you're right, so many of them, they clog. So I just bought them when it was too greasy. I knew it was clogging me and I just got rid of them and I kept going and I found one that works really, really good for me. And I think that's probably true for everybody, right? Everybody's skin's a little different, right?
Right. Everyone's skin is different. And what's great is that we have products for every skin type. And again, when you're an adult woman who's breaking out with acne but also having wrinkles, you know, you have a fine line there. You want to use a product that's going to treat the acne, but also keep your skin well hydrated and prevent some of the further aging and deal with the fine lines, but not clog your pores. And then certainly if you have persistent deep lines, there are great procedures such as Botox and Dysport and fillers such as Restylane and Juvederm. These are all great procedures you can do, but certainly, you know, starting
take
with
care
skincare
skin.
At home
yeah.
is the first line of defense and certainly protecting your skin from further damage.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking to Diane Burson, and we appreciate you being on our show, the Kim Pagano Show, and giving us some more knowledge about taking care of our skin.
Thank you so much, and you all have a great day.
You
we
too.
Will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, stay with us. I just had Elise McConaughey. Is that how you say it?
McConaughey
come in, and I just want to let everybody know that we have the Oxnard Salsa Dash this weekend. So tell us a little bit. We've got a couple minutes to do that.
Yeah, it's a 5 and 10K run through downtown Oxnard, and we're associated with the Salsa Festival, but it's a week before the festival, so it's this Saturday at 8 a.m. It starts at Heritage Square and goes all through the historic district of Oxnard. It's a really flat course and ends up at Plaza Park, right in front of the movie theater there.
Oh, are you running?
I'm going to be coordinating everything.
You're
so
a coordinator, okay.
Running.
Are you running?
Yes.
So have you been practicing and...
Yes, I started about a week and a half ago.
Okay, so...
Yeah, but you're in good shape, so I don't think you'll have a problem.
Yeah, so it's 5K and 10K. And are you still looking for people to still join? Or
yeah, we
it's
have
all...
about 500 people in the race already, but our online registration closes tonight at midnight. So if you want to go to OxnardSalsaFestival.com, and then you can click on the Salsa Dash link there, and you can register up until midnight tonight.
Okay, perfect. And you're going to put this on my Facebook?
I will.
Okay, very good. So remember, that is this Saturday, July 23rd, and that's the Oxnard Salsa Dash. All right. Well, gosh, another great show. And I'm so glad that you showed up here. And Jeannie, thank you for being a part of my show. You're going to actually...
As always.
Yeah, you'll be on again whenever, right? Friday, mm-hmm. probably, right? We've got Marcia and Prudence. And I thank all of you for being here, all my sponsors. It wouldn't be possible without you. And for any reason that you missed any part of my show, you can listen again from 3 to 4. And, you know, we got so busy, I didn't give away a haircut. So tomorrow... actually, we'll just do it on Friday. On Friday. So if anybody wants to call in on Friday, that's what we're going to be doing. We'll
Friday will be free haircut day.
That's a haircut and blow dry and conditioner with me, Kim Pagano. And I am a hair therapist. And I would love to give you a new look. So definitely take advantage of that. And you can actually start by emailing me at kimpagano@gmail.com. That's P-A-G-A-N-O. And I look forward to all of your calls and emails. And again, really have a really good day. I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is change your thoughts and you can change your world. And, you know, really, I think that, you know, this morning I kind of woke up a little groggy and thinking, God, I am so tired. But I thought, no.
That's what I said.
I'm going to start my day again.
That sums it up. Yeah. You put yourself in a good mood.
So I put myself in a good mood. And
that's
I'm
good.
So glad that we're all here together. And Roberta, if you're still out there, thank you for calling in. And thank you to all my other callers that we just got their names and everything. So I appreciate it. I want to hear from you. And I want you to be a part of my show. And if anybody wants to be a sponsor, definitely give us an email at, you can check my website at Kim Pagano, at the KimPaganoShow.com, or Facebook me at Kim Pagano Show. And that's it. Have a really great day. I'm Kim. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we will, you know, give out Valley Alarm's number if you need a great alarm.
You need a great alarm. We're at ValleyAlarm.com or 800-550-ALERT. That's 550-2537.
If you want to get a good night's sleep, let me tell you, you definitely got
to. Don't wait till it happens. Do it now.
Exactly. Change your thoughts right now and change your world. So go do all your things on your list today. All right. We'll talk to you later and have a really great weekend.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, everybody.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend Georgetown.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.